The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. New numbers from Statistics Canada show a growing number of Canadians are struggling to make ends meet. Results from a recent income survey reveal the country's poverty rate is up to nearly 10%. As Paula Dehachuk explains, that has more people making tough choices about what to cut back.
The Statistics Canada numbers show that not only has the rate of poverty gone up, so too has the share of Canadians who don't have enough to eat. Valerie Tarasuk, who leads the University of Toronto Research Lab on Food Insecurity, says she's most concerned about a rise in severe insecurity, meaning people who are skipping meals and in some cases going days without eating.
I had expected these numbers to go up, but it's sickening to see how much they've gone up.
She says a rise in food insecurity was due in part to the end of COVID-19 benefits, but mostly because the cost of shelter, gas, and groceries went up faster than people could afford. She says the problem is getting worse across the country, but
the really, really important story here, I think, is what's going on in Quebec versus the other nine provinces.
Tarasuk said that province had the lowest rate of food insecurity, which she says is because it had the best social safety net. Paula Dehachuk, CBC News, Calgary.
The Assembly of First Nations National Chief says she wants all airlines to review their policies following what she says was an embarrassing incident on an Air Canada flight.
And then they took my case and they put it in garbage bags. I couldn't say anything at that point. I think I was too stunned.
Cindy Woodhouse-Nepinak was traveling from Montreal to Fredericton Wednesday. She says cabin crew tried to stow her headdress in cargo. She eventually was allowed to keep the sacred item with her on the plane. Air Canada has since apologized. Woodhouse-Nepinak says she'll be speaking with airline officials again today.
And I'm going to call for a mandatory board member on Air Canada Board of Directors. I think that that's so important, and that it'd be a First Nations person. I think they also need to develop a protocol for First Nations. Air Canada also needs to have cross-cultural training for their staff.
The Prime Minister calls the incident outrageous. The Supreme Court has ruled that military judges who preside over courts martial can serve as officers. Defendants in several cases argued the judges' divided loyalties violate their constitutional right to an impartial trial. In a split decision, the court rejected the argument. An Ontario provincial police officer is under review over his conduct at an official event involving the Prime Minister. Justin Trudeau was at an announcement with automaker Honda. The force says it has concerns about the officer's behavior in an exchange filmed by a protester. Stephen Hoff has the details.
I'm on board with you guys.
That's the voice of an Ontario provincial police officer, captured on video, speaking with a protester outside an event attended by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday at the Honda plant in Alliston, Ontario. The officer tells the protester which entrance the Prime Minister used to enter the facility, then tells him he's free to protest, but asks him to avoid using profanity. In a statement, the OPP says it's reviewing the video, that it has caused concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the force's values.
Your freedom to disagree with the government is something we perhaps take for granted here in Canada.
At a news conference in Quebec today, the Prime Minister defended Canadians' rights to protest while refusing to comment directly on the incident. Stephen Hoff, CBC News, Ottawa.
New research has found cases of breast cancer are on the rise in younger women. The study published in the Canadian Association of Radiologists journal reviewed breast cancer cases over 35 years. It says breast cancer rates increased significantly for women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s over three decades. Researchers say most breast cancer awareness campaigns focus on women over 50, but younger women may benefit from earlier and more frequent screenings. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.